Acts as directed.
Hello, 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 and hello. That's a hello for Rich, a hello for Jennifer, a hello for Roberta, and a hello for you. And a good day program. What is in this hour that you will find intriguing on this good day? If, Richie, if you really were with it, you'd have brought that as I got into on this good day. You would have had that swelling sound up underneath my voice, so it would have sounded like the...
I was torn between drowning you out with the music.
You don't have to drown me out. You just bring it up and make it,
you know,
louder.
You hit the post.
So you punctuate my words with music.
The great thing is in about 30 seconds we'll have another chance.
Well, either that or in 30 seconds people will have forgotten about what it is that I was trying to present as you start your Wednesday. It's May the 18th, 2011. How are you starting the day? Are you looking at all your material possessions and thinking, I want more? Or are you looking at your material possessions and saying, I don't think I can afford those anymore? That's the way that...
No, I want less.
Thinking, I need eBay.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Craigslist. Well, help me get rid of some of this junk.
See, that's it. A lot of people have overconsumed. We are a consuming society.
Sure,
that's what we have
clothes
done.
Clothes are so fun. I like
shoes.
Yeah, okay,
shoes.
So that's swell.
Jen, wait till you have kids and you're tripping over clutter.
Yeah. Well, trust me, I'm already freaking out about it. Like, as much as I love my clothes, I'm ready to get rid of stuff.
Get rid of it.
If you haven't worn it in 6 months, chuck it.
Chuck it. Oh, man. I'd be naked.
I know.
That wouldn't work for me, Roberta.
You know, I go by something called the 10% rule.
That's so.
That 10% of what you throw out or get rid of is going to be a mistake. You're going to look back and you go, oh, I really should have kept that. But then there's the other 90%. So if you're willing to accept that.
Why did you buy it in the first place?
But if you're willing to accept that 10%,
not answering the question. Why did you buy it in the first place?
I thought I liked it at the time. Or I've gotten so skinny due to Metafast, I'm throwing everything out.
I'm having my Metafast oatmeal, as a matter of fact, right now.
Yeah, what are you mixing with it, a milkshake?
Ice cream.
No, actually,
honey.
Truth be told, I'm mixing Metafast oatmeal with Quaker oatmeal.
Oh, Doug.
I don't know what you're
doing. What are you
doing?
I'm just looking for different ways of enjoying all of the treats.
Okay, but those different ways defeat
the
whole purpose.
He's pulling your leg. He's not mixing it with Quaker oatmeal.
Yes, he is.
The only thing I put in my Metafast is maybe a little bit of blueberries or strawberries now and then.
Fruit in it. Very good.
But a little bit.
He totally is mixing his shakes with ice cream. I know that.
Oh, God.
How about peppermint ice cream, Richie?
So back to giving stuff away. It makes me feel better when I give it to, like, the Vietnam vets or somebody, because I know somebody else will use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, this has become such
ice
a great
cream
thing with Craigslist and things like FreeCycle and eBay, and then you have your traditional, you know, the Goodwill stores or whatever, the American Cancer Society stores. Nothing should get thrown away anymore unless it's really junk. Because there are so many ways to give away or to share things that you just don't have a need for anymore. And I'm really, really kind of particular about this. We have been trying this year to get rid of things that we don't use. And everything has a place or a use. Even though we don't need it or use it anymore, that doesn't mean it needs to go to waste and just be in the junk pile. Because one man's junk is another man's fortune.
That's right. It's treasure.
Yeah.
That's why we sent
to
our guitar hero, Rich.
Enjoying what you have, many of us have made a lot more money than we always thought we were going to if we were looking back when we were kids. Who knows? My father tried to sort of beat into me how average I was and how we were normal people and we'd live a normal life and we'd have a normal home and I'd make normal money. There was nothing.
I got news for you. There ain't nothing normal about you.
Tell
me about boy.
Was that a reaction to my father's telling me all the time that I was going to live this life of normalcy, and I didn't seek, nor did I want a life of normalcy. Satisfaction for me comes with, it isn't so much acceptance, although I want to be accepted for the ideas and the help that I try. Sometimes I don't always do it the right way, don't present things the right way. I'm embroiled in a little bit of a controversy at Heidelberg now because of some things that I think are important, but my way of getting the information across to people who could actually do something about it, not necessarily taken well, because I'm not sure that I did a good job.
Are you talking about ending their football program?
Well,
because that can't go over
part
well.
Of it, no, I mean, part of it is my concern. I'm not sure that everything that I said has been interpreted the way that I wanted it to be interpreted, but that's my responsibility for not communicating it properly in terms of whether it's, I think, and this isn't just for Heidelberg, I think that this is for all of these programs. The more information that comes out about how difficult it is to sustain health if you have been actively involved in pursuits like football, like wrestling and hockey and soccer and even cheerleading, the amount of damage that you can do to your brain that we're finding now is really what goes on.
Look, Heidelberg, it's an easy fix. Get rid of football. Bring in your ping pong team.
Well,
no, ping pong is dangerous.
But you see,
bowling?
In Ohio or in Texas, it's not practical because the culture will not allow it. And
right.
So I'm risking, by telling the stories that I've learned about how damaging or dangerous it is, of upsetting a culture. But the other side of it is, and this is the moral side, do we let the information that we have just go and not do something about it, and by doing that, not have people...
So you feel you need to at least voice your concern?
I think that what I have done wrong is suggest that the programs should go away. What I think I've done right is suggest that we need to be looking at the information, and parents ought to be aware of what they're exposing their children to. Whether they want to take the macho approach, oh, I want my kid to be tough, that's up to you. You want to ruin your child's life, I guess, you know, maybe someday someone will come along and say, oh, my God, my father encouraged me to play football, and now I have brain damage, I'm going to sue my father. Whether people are silly enough to do that or not, what I'm suggesting is that there is information now which helps people to better understand what goes on in your brain when you play football, hockey, when you're a wrestler, when you're a boxer, all of these things are dangerous. You make a decision, and it ought to be you that makes the decision, not your parents and not, you know, other people that are wrapped up in it for whatever their reason. But it is I understand, it's a very culturally sensitive discussion.
Did they look at you like you had three heads?
Well, we haven't really had the discussion among ourselves. We've had discussion on the phone a little bit, and I my approach when originally presented wasn't particularly well received, and it was only in the ears of a couple of people, and it was okay. I mean, but you'd have to be, if you're listening to me with any degree of regularity, and you know that this sort of thing, the moral, ethical background that I have, or that I feel. I mean, I think this is one of the things that makes me, as Jennifer said a few minutes ago, different than most people. I have a very, very strong, I'm not interested in what's the right word? I'm not interested in having my beliefs be everybody's beliefs. But I'll tell you what I believe, and if I believe strongly in it, I will be more forceful in my presentation. And I have long thought that if we couldn't do, and this isn't the case now, because I think we are trying there to do a better job in terms of football and the programs and stuff. But for a long time, we didn't do a good job, and we had other things that we were doing well at, and we didn't have the money really to do a good job. So why spend your money on something that you weren't doing well at? Why not just concentrate on the things that are good and forget about that which you can't do? And I don't know. You've got me into something that's pretty complicated. What's happened with schools now, secondary and post-secondary schools, kids, because of their upbringing, have decided they want to stay closer to home. When I was a kid, we wanted to get away from home. we wanted to go. I wanted to get as far away from home as I could so that I wasn't under, I didn't have to watch my mother do what she was doing to herself and listen to the two of them fight and argue. I just wanted out. And so Heidelberg became that oasis for me, getting away from my family, and I found a whole bunch of stuff out. I think that's what college is all about. It made me an individual where I wasn't necessarily an individual, or I didn't think I had it before in me to be. I didn't think about things in terms of myself. I thought about things in terms of everybody else. And I kind of grew up thinking that. As a result of that, I just look upon things a lot differently than most people do. I'm more interested in the greater good, and really am. And so when these things come up, they really trouble me. I think that sometimes they overwhelm and overcome me to the point of being, it's difficult for people around me to not want to sort of push away because I'm so driven by wanting to fix the problem. I don't want to see a lot of kids get hurt. A lot of kids have been hurt by playing football in high school, and the research, the data shows that. And I don't want to see that now. Am I the crusader rabbit and I'm going to change the world? No, of course not. Would I get some parent, one or two or three or four, if I could get some parents to look at it and say, you know what, I don't know this is good for you, then maybe that's enough. But I will be doggone if I'm not going to say something once I learn what is the truth about this. And then people have to make their own judgments. And I think that sometimes...
That's all you can do.
That's, yeah. I mean, so the more you try to control the situation, the more frustrating it is. And people don't want to listen to it. So, and you're right about that, Rich. People in Ohio and Texas and some other places, they don't want to hear this.
Life, yeah.
They do not want to hear this. So, good luck to you and the Marines, as they say. I'm glad I took my son out of football when he was playing. I'm very happy about that. It's 18, is it 18 past the hour? Time for you to be pain-free. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com. Get a free sample patch from Salon Paws. This is a way for you to go pain-free. It's a patch that eliminates the pain. Richie's been putting it on his sore shoulder from Taekwondo. You got a sore back. You got any pain any place. This is a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. And that's long-lasting. That's good. Much better than the pills and stuff that your body probably doesn't tolerate anyway. So get the over-the-counter way to really relief prescription pain medications, safe, long-lasting, effective. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com. Order a free sample of Salon Paws today.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Coming up, the top five songs from 1970 for you to identify right here on the Good Day program.
Do you want want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today, and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Three after the hour now, the top five songs from this week in 1970. You'll be able to identify them shortly. First, though, I want to spend a moment with Brian, who's in Tacoma, Washington, listening to Good Day. And his focus or his interest is what I was just talking about. And I feel like, Brian, if I may, I'm feeling a little lost in my discussion of the whole issue of football, because I probably started it too fast. So much information and people, you know, have a hard time digesting it. I was told that I absorb things quicker than most, and beside that, I get off on it without thinking it through all the way. And that may be true, but I'm still convinced that this is really a terrible sport and something that we ought to, you make your own decisions. I'm just talking about how I look at it personally, not how I think other people ought to look at it. So, Brian, how do you see this?
Well, you know, my folks were kind of like you were with your son, basically. We got to play the baseball, we can play basketball, but football, you know, until we got into high school, you know, that was okay. And I don't know if it was because there was more professional people around than the Little League football. I'm not real sure. But, you know, last night I'm watching the baseball game, and Jay Buhner brings up head concussions with players and football players that are in high school. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if you've talked about this, because you are really on top of this kind of stuff. They have a mouth guard that's coming out that is going to tell you what the impact of the head concussion when the player goes in for a nosedive or whatever, and they could take that readout from the mouthpiece and tell you how bad it was for your brain.
One of the things that you'll find, I think, where there's a problem, somebody will work on a solution. First of all, there's too much money in football, whether it be college or professional, to just have it evaporate. I mean, that's the reality. There's so much money involved in this. But this is a huge issue that is now beginning to surface. It may be because I found out about it and I want to use my bully pulpit
to talk about it. Concussions have been really on the top of mind for the last three, four years.
But we haven't had this research that was done by Seriscan and a couple of other companies. But Seriscan is really on the forefront of this, examining what's happened to these football players and other sports. Again, I've used the soccer example and the hockey. I mean, look at, I have a now a a file that's about as thick as a telephone book, or a telephone book used to be when they used to have telephone books. And it is all full of these stories about the injuries that have happened.
I remember back in the 90s it being a big deal when Troy Aikman, quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, had his third concussion.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually back then, one concussion, no big deal. Two concussions, they were taking a third concussion, and, man, it was a big deal. Yeah. And they start talking retirement and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, but, okay, that's fine. That's dealing with the now. The future of the people who are getting these injuries is dementia, Alzheimer's,
sure,
and misery.
Sure.
And that's really what the, you know, I don't care about the, if you want to play football, that's fine, if nothing happens to you. But what the research is showing, this is why this is such a huge issue, is that active play in football can cut your lifespan and also the quality of your life. And if it's that important, then you want to play football and not worry about the future. I think that's how you have to look at it. You're enjoying it now, and you enjoy it for the present, and you don't worry about the future. But if you're worried or you're concerned or you're thinking about the future, then you might want to give it a second thought. And I think that that's what's happening. I think a lot of people are going to be asking. There are some schools in the Ohio Conference now that are asking these questions. Heidelberg will be one of them. Hopefully we'll all learn. We'll do the right thing as you know, adjudicated by a lot of people, not just one person. But the evidence is incontrovertible about what happens. Is that the right word? It is indisputable what happens to your brain in these circumstances. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a new study reveals that 30% of all U.S. internet traffic during peak hours is consumed through Netflix. While only 25% of broadband users have Netflix, video streaming has eclipsed every other form of internet use since last year. In other news, Intel showed off some new technology behind phones and tablets at its annual investor meeting. The design, being called Medfield, will allow your devices to sync with each other over Wi-Fi and utilizes flash memory for data storage. Intel predicts users will see a 12-fold improvement in graphic performance by 2015. And finally, amidst growing consumer concern, the FCC and the FTC will hold a public education forum to explore location-based mobile services this June. Representatives from consumer advocacy groups, mobile phone companies, and others will share information and inform the public about the benefits and risks of location-based tracking. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Got a roofing project on the schedule? Now there's more reason than ever to get your Owens Corning shingles at Lowe's. In addition to everyday low prices on a large selection of shingle styles and colors, Lowe's now offers you an extra 10% off when you buy 36 bundles or more of in-stock Owens Corning shingles. We've got roofing covered. Come to Lowe's today for all your roofing needs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you
50. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
And more important,
search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. the original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
More 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Did you hear the Shelley Palmer piece of study revealing 30% of all U.S. internet traffic during peak hours is consumed by Netflix?
Unbelievable. I just signed up yesterday.
Hit me with that again.
Yep.
1/3 of all internet traffic during peak hours consumed by Netflix.
Okay, let me try and explain that then.
Okay. Really?
Well,
what is to explain?
Tell me what you think it means.
It means that whatever bandwidth is being used, a third of it's being occupied by people downloading Netflix movies.
You got it perfectly.
Thank
Very
you.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I thought there could be confusion there in that you think that more people are going to Netflix than any other site.
No.
Where
I just
actually,
think that, right. I understand the bandwidth is being used.
Exactly. Because of the size of the files being downloaded, it uses that much. Right?
And YouTube was number one, now is number two.
Yeah, and that's what I thought would have been number one. That surprises me. That Netflix
but Netflix, like overnight in terms of length of time, Netflix comes from no place less than 2 years ago, and boom.
But still don't fall into that trap. It doesn't mean that Netflix has more users than YouTube. YouTube, I think, still far, far blows away any other of those type of sites as far as users.
But YouTube's been around for a long time. Netflix as an entity to be used this way is basically a newbie.
5 years ago, I stopped buying DVDs, and we've talked about this many times.
Yeah.
I stopped buying DVDs because I was just like, this is ridiculous. Why spend money on all this
stuff?
Sooner or later, it's all going
to
be where
now it doesn't even have to be delivered by Netflix in the mail. You just download it.
Right. My kids and I... When, let's say we're somewhere and I need to occupy their time for a little, in an airplane or whatever it is, I can grab my iPhone, go to my Netflix account, and give them a little 10-minute thing to watch just to kind of say, okay, you know, we don't have anything.
Using the video as a babysitter. Nice going, Rich.
Sure, absolutely.
Every
good parent does.
Yeah, right, exactly. The new world order of parenting.
100%.
25 before the hour. So I promised this the top five song things, and I know I'm going to get myself into a box here because I want to make sure there's time for Roberta and her dumpster dive and for Jennifer to update us on the new schedules for the fall and whatever other TV stuff there is that is of interest and importance. But because I promised it, I'd like to deliver on my promises. So before we get to Roberta, here are the top five songs from this week in 1970. Your job here is to identify the songs and the artist in order from number five to number one. So as a demonstration, this twosome responsible for this song, this is right in the middle of their career this week in 1970. So tell me who it is, name of the song, number five, then we'll go to number four and three and two and one. And when you got your guesses all right, 800-510-8255, you call first person in with the right information, gets a swell Doug Steffen prize. So that's number five. Want to do just a second or two more?
Wow, this is a good year.
Nice. All right, that's number five. Here's number four.
Oh,
a lot of heavy lifting here. This is all, these are all groups that you will know. This is not, sometimes these songs. And
Number three is going to be tough.
No.
It's going to be the tough one.
I don't think so. No, people, maybe, but I'm not. It's easy for me.
The song will be easy, the band will be hard.
All right, so with this, number four you're listening to now, that's not hard. Here is what Richie says is the hardest.
I've ever heard this song before.
Really?
Great song.
Oh my God, this is a great song. I love you. I need you. I want you. Got to have you, baby. There you go, Roberta. All right, that's number three for this week in 1970. Here's number two. All right, that's how I have to play that. Right. I mean, who doesn't know what that song is? That's it. Number two song. It was number one after this song was pushed out. Here's number one. And she loves that guitar.
I do.
Big band from the very late 60s into the early and mid 70s. Still around performing some of their hits.
A dozen major hits.
Yep. A big, big band. All right, so quickly in review from number five to number one. It's number five into number four. That's not hard. All right. Number three. Number two. Number one. All right, number five, four, three, two, and one from this week in 1970. Identify the songs for the swell prize. Call now while Roberta is bringing us up to date on how we can save some money.
She's the queen of cheese.
Yes, she is.
The diva of dumpster diving.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, deals on magazines, bagels, and bowling. Plus, free prescription glasses. Wow.
I had to say bagels.
Bagels.
You made me hungry.
Bagels.
Well, let's start with the free glasses because that is only today, and it starts at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, so that'll be 9 o'clock West Coast time. Coastal Contacts offering a free pair of prescription glasses to the first 10,000 fans.
Mm.
So you have to go to the Coastal Contacts Facebook page, click on the free glasses tab, and it'll run you through exactly what you need to do that. But 12 noon Eastern time only today, and you can get a free pair of glasses, which is not a bad deal.
Free!
Brugger's Bagels. We have a coupon for you. You get a free bagel with cream cheese. Rich, you have Brugger's Bagels near you?
I don't have Brugger's.
Bagels are no good unless you can put jelly on them anyway.
Well, you can bring your own jelly.
It's his thing, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you have
Richie and his
with
bagels?
Cream cheese. I can't believe you like cream cheese.
Do they have Weight Watcher bagels? I never saw any Weight Watchers.
They do actually have Weight Watchers.
Metafast.
Yeah.
Actually, they have in New York, they have scooped out bagels. They actually sell them pre-scooped for you now. Yeah, because everybody was scooping out their bagels.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we'll just pre-scoop them.
You can even get bagel thins in the store now. You know the trend.
What's the point?
What's the point? So you get all the nice crunchy outside stuff, and you don't have all that fattening,
might as well eat paper
stuff in the middle.
Eat paper. Okay. Toast some paper and eat that.
We have a free sample of L'Oreal Youth Code, so you can stay nice and young-looking while you eat your free bagel. Family Fun Magazine, which actually is, if you have kids, is a great magazine. They have a lot of ideas for crafts and things to do with your family. And with the summer coming up, boy, you're going to need that. We have a one-year subscription for you for only $3.99, only through today. This is another thing that you need to act on today. All the details are on the DougSteffen.com website. And we had talked about AMF giving you free bowling for the kids this summer. Well, Brunswick is doing it also.
Mm-hmm.
You sign up for the Brunswick Reward Zones and your kids' birth dates, and your kids will get one free game a day from June through August. greatest. And we even put a link on here for you where you can get some inexpensive bowling shoes, because just renting those shoes could rack up the cost.
What does AMF stand for?
I don't know. But Amazon has some...
A mighty fine place to bowl.
Mighty fine place to bowl. Amazon has bowling shoes for under $25, and that'll, you know, I mean, just five times, and there you got it.
All right.
So free bowling at Brunswick Bowl for kids this summer. All of this is on the Queen of Cheap site at DougStefan.com.
Hi. Thank you, Roberta. Mm-hmm. Roberta Fasinelli, our Queen of Cheap, with that information every day. Check out the details at DougStefan.com. All right. So wanting to get people onto the top five songs, so we'll go through them one more time before Jennifer.
American Machine and Foundry. That's right.
Thank you, Richie. I know there are other people who are thinking other things, but American Machine and Foundry.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it's put together. It's very, a lot of heavy equipment involved in the bowling alleys. Number five from this week in 1970. Who is this? What's the name of the song? Number four. Who doesn't know what this song is?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't know this. You've been living under a rock.
All right. Number three.
Roberta. Getting cocky on pop culture.
Name of group and song. Richie thinks this is hard.
I think the band is hard.
Think of a month of the year. That'll help you out a little. Number two. All right. Everybody knows that one. And number one. All right, what's the order and, I gave you the order. What's the name of the group and or singer and name of the song? 800-510-8255 to get the prize and to get, you'll be able to get a girl. If the guy answers this, he'll be able to get a girl out of this. You know that, right?
What?
This is a good way to get a girl. You talk about...
How to impress women?
Oh, yeah.
With your knowledge of American music.
Very tantalizing, yes. 800-510-8255. We are at 17 before the hour. Doug's Good Day program, and Jennifer's up next with a review of the hot television news today on Good Day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
All right, so before we get to Jennifer, Richie, let's see if Doug, who's listening to WTTF in Tiffin, of all things, that's very cool. Doug, welcome to Good Day. You have the rundown of the top five for this week in 1970?
I think so.
You think so? All right, well, let's put it to the test. All right.
I have faith in you.
Number five from this week in 1970 is...
Cecilia by Simon Garfunkel.
Number four...
Let It Be by the Beatles.
Number three...
Vehicle by the Ides of March.
Number two...
ABC by the Jackson 5.
And number one...
To guess who... American Woman.
Wow. There it is, Richie.
Good job.
Listeners, don't disappoint us. Good job, Doug.
Pulling out that Ides of March.
You can, whenever I have people from Tiffin, because they know it's sort of like my second or third home because of my connection to Heidelberg, I always say, if you want me to take you to dinner when I'm in town the next time, I'll do that, or we'll send you a Doug Steffen prize, your choice. All right? You can discuss it with Michael. Hold on just a second. It's time for Jennifer to bring us through the world of television, what's going on. We actually yesterday got into the Fox fall schedule a little bit. I don't know if we went through all. I see that we've got a new show called Alcatraz. Who is in that?
That's actually with Hugo from Lost, Jorge Garcia.
Okay. The heavy set guy, right.
Yeah.
Heavy set guy.
There's a Bones spinoff. Why is next year the last year for Bones? I don't get that.
It's run its course. It's about eight or nine seasons long, I think. So,
why? Who said
it's
run
its course? They don't go that far. Right. And the actors want to move on. And
by the way,
a variety of reasons.
The other day, night before last, in the last moments of Castle, she gets killed. Or at least that's what you see, the last scene.
No, you're ruining it for me, really?
Well, I don't get. I mean, the show's been renewed for next year. So what is this, another like...
Kiefer Sutherland died every year for 8 years.
Yeah, they always come back.
Yeah, I mean, come on. But who shot JR?
Some house news, though, while we're talking about Fox.
Nobody.
It's back for an eighth season, but Liesl Edelstein, who's the female star in that, is not coming back to the series. So it'll be interesting to see how they roll her out. She just didn't want to. She wanted to move on to other projects.
She's sort of been the love interest. She's kind of hot, actually. I think she's good-looking lady.
Kind of
Yeah.
She's the director of the hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well.
All right, so CBS, we have some more CBS gossip. They've canceled.
Everything just stopped there. Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
all right. Well, she was a hottie. Yeah, she's gone now.
Right.
CBS has canceled Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior, but good news for CSI fans, CSI New York will be back for an eighth season.
What about me and CSI Miami?
CSI Miami hasn't been renewed yet. It's still on the bubble. Yeah,
that's a better show than CSI New York, I think.
I'm not a big
interesting.
Game
although,
what's his face fan.
Gary Sinise, so I like CSI.
Yeah, Sinise. Yeah.
The CW has their upfront event coming up too. They've got a couple of new shows coming out: The Secret Circle, Heart of Dixie, and Ringer with Sarah Michelle Gellar. She's going to be a woman on the run from the mob, and she's going to hide as her twin sister. So maybe she'll dig into her soap opera roots for that one. Also, good news for Nikita fans: CW has renewed that show. Also, One Tree Hill is renewed. Hellcats though, out of
Gonzo.
Here. Gonzo.
Jim Lehrer, who has been at the helm of the NewsHour for 36 years, is retiring next month. 76 years old. How about that?
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's a good story, though. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is a good story. 36 years, we've got to do this program that long, Richie. Who will take his place?
Yeah.
I've heard that Roberta Fasanella was up for the job.
Me too, actually. Yeah. She's the lead.
Yeah.
Also, season 3 of Celebrity Ghost Stories is coming up on June 18th
what
on the Bio
Channel.
What
in the world is that about? What is that?
It's where they take celebrities and they hear their ghost stories from a first-person point of view. Regis Philbin will be on this season. Anna Gasteyer, Jamie King, Jerry Stiller, Harry Hamlin, they'll all be on this season. I want to hear Regis's ghost story.
Yeah.
And then I said to the ghost, come on. Yeah. Like my Regis
Sinatra. Can't you ever leave me alone?
What's this?
Oh, he's trying to steal my gig.
This show on NBC called Are You There, Vodka? It's me,
yeah,
Chelsea.
Chelsea Handler's show based on her book.
And Amanda Peet's in it.
Who's yeah, and really the girl from that 70s show, the redhead. Yeah.
Very cool. Did you see The Good Wife last night?
Pretty
steamy sex.
Ralph Macchio.
Saw my wife.
Ralph Macchio went home on Dancing with the Stars.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country. To help you get the most food possible, when you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now 53 past the hour, Warren Eckstein is here online and on the air on the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we try to make your life better with that wonderful pet that you have, or pets. Some of you have more than one. I was talking to a fellow last night at a restaurant, Warren, who had his iPhone out, and he's showing me pictures of his four dogs. He rescues little miniature dogs, and had one dog weighed 3 pounds, another one weighed 4 pounds, another one weighed 6 pounds. A little, there was some kind of a cockapoo poodle mix. It was one of the dogs, a strange looking, nice looking little dog. But the other ones, the smaller the dog, the weirder their eyes. Have you ever noticed that?
No,
is that
I
just
haven't.
Me? Huh?
It's just you, Doug.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They do have buggy eyes. The little dogs with the
buggy eyes.
You're right.
In a moment, Warren fills us in on an important recall, so you want to get that information, plus animals that are becoming pets that weren't necessarily domesticated. Interesting overview as we look at some of the new faces settling into suburbia in the pet department. 55 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you didn't know Autotrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at Autotrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. Autotrader.com. Now the ultimate new car marketplace.
All right, let's get to the recall that Warren thinks is important. What's the story, Warren?
Two more companies are recalling pig ear dog treats. They're manufactured in Illinois, and they've been distributed all over Montana, California, Washington, Oklahoma, Tennessee. The company is Boss Pet Products and Digger's Natural Treat Pet Pig Ears. Have been recalled for salmonella reasons. And a lot of people use, I don't have pet ears around my house. I don't have cow hoofs around my house. Mm-hmm. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer opened the pet store.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That freaks me out a little bit.
It freaks me out too. Who wants to see like,
awful.
And for a while it was on the pig snouts.
Well, yeah, I never knew that it was real at first. I thought it was always like.
Well, there are the bull penises that these dogs chew on too.
But see,
but who doesn't? Everyone does, really. Yeah.
What'd you say, Warren?
No, they're called bully sticks, and 99% of people think they're just rawhide. They have no idea they're actually the penises of bulls, which, by the way, are not bad for dogs to chew on because they're very low in fat.
Thank you for that.
Just information.
Yeah. That's what we're about here. Information. Nothing else. We're all about information.
I think we're the only show this morning that had that.
You think so?
Yeah. I hope so. All right. So here's the new face of suburbia. There are a lot of owners in communities all over the country, owners of maybe an acre or so of land, who are now not only having dogs and cats, but they have roosters and chickens. They have donkeys. I mean, we know that people love horses, but now people are keeping donkeys as pets, pigs as pets. And I don't talk about the Vietnamese pot-bellied pig. I'm talking about real pigs.
Yeah, the kind I had. Mine were 1,200 pounds.
Exactly. So what is this something that you have noticed as a trend around the country, or is it just in certain areas?
You know, it's been going on for a long time. I remember years ago I trained a miniature horse for a very successful car dealer in San Francisco, and he kept the horse inside of his home. It was housebroken, which was kind of interesting. I do see a trend. For example, I was just speaking to Denise the other day, and I said, you know what?
Denise is his wife.
I would love to have a half dozen chickens in the backyard. There's nothing like getting up in the morning. And let me tell you, chickens, you know, chickens make less noise than a chihuahua next door. I mean, a rooster is different, but if you want, I don't understand why there's an outlaw against having chickens.
Chickens go brrrr.
Ducks? Ducks would really be great.
Ducks are great, too.
Duck eggs are fabulous.
Miniature jackasses. You know, some people have the miniature jackasses, the miniature horses.
I have one I sleep with.
Yeah,
I'm not even touching that. But I think it is a trend that's starting to increase. People are trying to get more exotic. The only problem, Doug, and it is a real problem, is very often people will get a pet that's a little different before they are knowledgeable about the pet. For example, you have cows. The average person couldn't just go out and milk a cow. They don't know what to feed a cow, how to care for a cow. What if the cow's sick? What if the udders? There's so many things they need to know. So I think chickens and ducks and small animals like that are fine. But once you get into the bigger stuff, I think you need to educate yourself.
All right, let's have education is an important thing when it comes to animals, and it's not fair. I was talking to this guy last night who was saving these dogs. A couple of them went blind, and the people that owned them wanted to put them to sleep because they went blind.
Unbelievable.
What a horrible. Unbelievable. I think that way. Warren Eckstein is our hero when it comes to